no longer official. The unofficial.
Yes.
I have 6:31.
All right. Meeting to order.
I'm here. Jim is here. Mary Beth. Lynn Archer. So we're good to go. We got 4-7. It's always a good thing. Resolution, we have, Krista, we have the minutes for last meeting going? Okay, so, I then entertain a motion if we review them to, accept them. Jim, Mary Beth, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Okay, yes, thank you. Resolutions, we'll go to the biggie. Resolution number 10, proposing the granting of a pilot agreement by the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency for the Park Point New Pulse application.
Need a motion before we can discuss.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay, can I have a motion to discuss?
I'm so moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, then, okay, discussion. I'm sorry. Oh, thank God I have Krista, I tell you, otherwise.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
At our last meeting, 2 weeks ago? 1 week ago?
Week ago.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, whenever it was. At our last meeting.
We did it
on January 27th. Okay. You had expressed that you would like to see the council and the town get together for some type of discussion.
Yes.
And we were sent correspondence, both you and I think it's been distributed to everyone, that there is something tentatively scheduled for February the 27th.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not good, of course, Thomas. I think mine is the wrong date, but... Yes.
The update's in your,
yep.
Your email.
Yep, I have it. We'll attend February 27th. Okay.
And what about, were you able to reach out to the board of the IDA?
Their meeting is Tuesday, the 12th, and I will be attending that meeting.
Okay. Have you spoken to them at all?
Just briefly prior to the public hearing last Tuesday.
Okay.
At the New Pulse High School, but nothing of consequence. Mm-hmm. Where, yeah, the meeting next Tuesday I think is far more important and will be better enlightening for me. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yes, sir.
So can I ask like a minute? Maybe?
Sure. I'm sorry. Can I just, we distributed the letter, yes, of course, so everybody has it. The editorial. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I couldn't be here last week, but I did listen to the meeting. First thing I want to do is I heard somebody ask about if the New Pulse School District took a stand, and they asked why did the New Pulse, why would the New Pulse, Montrose County.
Oh, Josh.
And somebody asked, because I don't know everybody here, so I didn't recognize the voice, and they asked, well, why would the school district turn down, you know, any opportunity to pick up any money? And I'm not going to read you the resolution. I'll give you a copy to read for yourself, but a lot of it has to do with the tax cap, all that, so I'll leave a copy here.
Okay, we'll put a copy in the record.
So you guys know. And I guess you answered my first question, which was that you said something about sending a letter to the IDA, but I'm assuming that that didn't happen, because I heard that on the tape or something.
Yeah, no, we're going to wait for that meeting. I don't know if Jim's going to go.
So the other point that the school knows, because they've received the materials, which I'll leave here from stuff out of Rochester, was that on past performance, even if they got a pretty good pilot, Wilmerite just got out of two things in Rochester where they really left them holding the bag. One of them was they owed them over $22 million, and by the time they stopped making payments, they didn't pay the pilots, they didn't pay the HUD loans, they didn't pay anything. Rochester got stuck with it, and they got stuck for about $19.9 million on a bad pilot. And then they just recently this year renegotiated a pilot on a mall that they were trying to redo, and they said that, well, we got to redo the piloting and the original pilot. And when they went, they valued the property at $25 million, and then they sold it 6 months later for $100 million. So the school district was all bent out of shape, because basically that difference was $1 million a year to the school district. So I'm leaving you the, if anybody's interested, the articles that explain how it happened and what the role of the IDA up there was in that. And also the other thing that came up is I heard them talk about a letter from the police and from the school, and the police changed their position because as information came out of the planning board flushing out the project's merits and what happened last year, public awareness increased. One of the things that changed from that original letter was is that they found out that the college police cannot patrol these buildings because they're not on campus, and so that changed everything because now our town police will be responsible, and that changed the numbers of how it's going to affect them because now they're responsible for this whole other thing, which everybody assumed at the beginning that the college police would do it, and now their union has forbidden them to leave the campus, and they don't consider that this project to be part of the campus.
Right.
And
has the chief written something to for the?
I'm here as a private citizen, so I can't go to the police chief and ask him.
Okay. Well, you made the statement that.
Well, it's changed.
Things have changed.
Well,
so I'm then asking, do you know if the police chief has put that in writing, or if it's just verbal?
I had heard it verbally because, okay. I mean, you may be able to get more information from some of our elected leaders that were here.
Okay.
And and then the other thing was in terms of, it wasn't clear to me listening to the tape, I heard at one point that the project was on, that they were right, worked on the project for 4 years, and then, which would be at least 2 years before the IDA changed their rules to allow dormitories and stuff like that. And I just, and then it seemed to me that then they were sort of saying that, well, they started on the project 2 years ago, and I can't understand how 2 years before they even changed the IDA rules, these guys would have invested any time and money if they would have needed a pilot so bad, which didn't exist up until, I don't know, it was about 2 years ago, even. I'm not sure what the date was when they changed it. But they put a lot of time and money and effort into something where if they couldn't do it without a pilot, I can't understand how they could have known 2 years in advance how the law would change. That's the only point that I wanted to make.
Thank you.
Okay.
Susan?
Just real, not that much today, I know that Jim and TJ, you both came down to the public hearing, so, you know, I don't have to explain to you how the community feels about it, you heard it for yourself. You know, there's certainly a lot of emotion about this, and I said this to the people from Park Point themselves, so I'm not speaking anything I haven't said to them. You will be getting a response from me to all of the legislators in regard to the letter that they sent you. Responding just to the fact where they say that we continue to be frustrated in our efforts that the town leadership be with us directly to discuss any impact. Well, just I really want, it'll be in the letter, but it'll be a longer letter discussing issues. But, you know, for the record, I think it's really important, again, that this project has been around 4 years. They've been in front of the town board, planning board now for close to like a year and a half, not longer. And I've been in constant contact with them, and over 6 months ago, I said to them, you guys are killing us, you know, start to talk about a pilot, try to, you know, put something on the table, you know, let the community see what you're willing to do, so at least we can have a conversation about something, because right now there's just a void, and everybody thinks we're getting nothing, and, you know, and basically, you're killing us, in a sense. I've asked for them to come speak with us for a long time. About 2 weeks ago, pretty much after the school board and the town board passed their resolutions against the pilot at this point, that's when they finally called and said, we'd like to meet with you. So it was only 2 weeks ago. So to say that they're frustrated, quite frankly, I'm more frustrated than they are. And so what happened was they wanted me to meet with them privately and give them a sense of where the town board was at. And I thought about it, and I basically went back to our attorney and said, I can't speak on behalf of the town board. I'm one person. I know what I might be willing to say and do, but there's four members and everybody has strong opinions on this project. And I said, so I don't feel comfortable. Let me meet with the town board and let's discuss together how to proceed. When we met together, the town board, the majority of the town board was very clear that this was 4 days, 5 days before the public hearing. There were people that already already mobilized, spent a lot of money to get people to come out, and they felt for us to meet with Park Point 4 days before the public hearing, where they'd be able to sit at the public hearing and say, oh, we're negotiating with the town, would really undermine the public at this point in time. So they were very clear saying that we're not going to meet now, but we will be willing to meet after the public hearing. And they were told that. So I sort of feel in some ways this is really disingenuous, you know, to sort of say that they're frustrated, because they make it sound like we're just, you know, stonewalling them, and, you know, they're so totally frustrated. That's not the case at all. So you will get a letter with that with a lot of other things. So I just want that okay. on the record.
Okay.
Tentatively right now, we are scheduled for the 27th for them to come down. I know that the idea is talking about the possibility of also inviting us to a meeting or whatever. So there are conversations going on. We're all trying to sort of somewhat figure this out in a way. It's not an easy situation, but I just, you know, you could just, let's have a little truth, you know, and a little sunshine, you know.
I think there's a lot of frustration here.
You know, and stuff. So I just wanted to point that out. My sense is, so I'm not going to say too much, as I get the feeling you're probably going to not move forward on this resolution tonight. At this point in time, whether you do or you don't, I don't think it really makes that much of a difference to the IDA or to Wilmorite or to the town at this particular point in time. You know, we all sort of know where we stand. It's up to us now to figure out if there's an answer or not, and we'll just see where it goes. So thanks for the
okay,
time.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Ken? Anything? I know. Okay. All right. Right there, Dan. Okay. Hey, you said that. I didn't say that. Okay. All right. Any committee discussion with anything?
That's my same comments from a week ago. I just think it just sends a very, very bad message.
Okay.
The town of Masopus has opted not to take a position.
I just reported that.
It was online today.
Yeah.
You know, they realize that, hey, they're autonomous. We appoint them. They have a job to do. And I just think it just sends a bad message to developers and to our labor force.
Okay.
You know, if they're trying to meet, they're going to meet on the 27th, let them meet.
Okay.
I think I see both sides of the issue on this, clearly. From an economic development, I'm still hard-pressed to see dormitories and the value add. I understand the viability from the college's perspective of having competitive dormitories, but I also am concerned about doing that at the risk of the taxpayer and an added burden there. And until some of that can be sorted out, I'm willing to table this to see where this heads. But if we're going down a path and with no disregard, and we're talking about a pilot with new parameters put in just prior to, and I know you had a concern with that. You highlighted that, I think, the last meeting, that the dormitory issue kind of popped in there in the...
It was done in 2012.
Right, but nobody was notified, right? Nobody...
No, that's not true. Everybody, Linda Clark sent out certified letters to every taxing jurisdiction. Town of Saugerties was the only person, municipality that...
But what about this body? I thought the legislature...
It would have went to whoever receives legal notices here.
We do have...
Mike Nye, or the only one.
So it never came to the legislature, which I thought the issue was the way in which this was put on the books. It kind of circumvented a process whereby the legislature would be part of the decision making. Is that not correct? So all I'm saying is that I hear what you're saying. I want to see economic growth here too. I'm hard pressed to understand the dormitory issue. I understand the changes in the IDA. I'm willing to hold off waiting in hopes that it can be worked out between the IDA, Wilmorite, and the town in the best interest of the taxpayers as well. But also, I don't think we should take it off the table until we see where that goes. So that's kind of where I'm coming at it.
No, and I respect your opinion, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm coming from is just how muddy the water has gotten, thinking that, you know, once there's a process in place, a policy in place, that we can come in and start changing it midstream. As I said, this was done legally.
Right.
It was done, I mean, I don't know if, in fact, that notice with the county did go to the executive.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But, and I don't know either, and I'm not looking to change the process. I think what I am looking for is I'm hoping that we see some movement with the town and the idea. If not, I do believe that, you know, we can still make, and I know there's questions about memorializing the resolution, but this is definitely something that impacts the people in the Ulster County, and I think we would be remiss in not opining on it if something can't get resolved here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where I'm coming from.
Now, as part of the process, TJ, you got a copy of it, and it did come into the legislature, so this can be copied for everybody. Apparently, the town planning board accepted the final environmental impact statement on October 28th, thereabouts, and with the town planning board taking the lead agency status, New York State law requires that a finding statement be issued within 30 days by the town.
Uh-huh.
They're still waiting for it.
I thought they were waiting for, I thought they did seeker. This is, they've done it?
You get, Ken, you're queuing.
I was going to just say ask the supervisor.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
can
we
you
say,
we should have a copy of that.
I can see, show me who represents the planning board, understand the parameters of the timeline, and I expect they're doing nothing out of... The last thing they would do is miss a timeline so they could be sued.
Yeah.
So whatever, Jim, whatever the technicality is, I suspect, if there was a problem, they would already be taking action, so.
All right. Ken?
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't have any comments, but Legislator Maloney always provides cues to me to speak.
I would like to, for the record, to set it straight. The town of Esopus did not vote against passing the resolution. They merely voted to table it. They were given information with talking points that are similar to ones I've heard at this meeting and wanted to have additional information provided to them, explained to them prior to their actual vote. And that will occur. But regardless of whether Esopus, the town of Esopus passes this or doesn't pass this resolution that affects a very small part of their town, the core issues remain, which is the ability to override home rule on an issue that's been studied by a town for the amount of time that they have and feeling it's not in their best interest as it sits. And the issue is pretty clear here that this is not, in my opinion, this is not economic development. This is building dormitories, not the traditional kinds of job creating, economy stimulating activities that the idea was originally intended to do. And in addition to that, you look at this kind of thing and the way that amendment got put in play. The former chairman of the Economic Development Committee had full knowledge of that amendment. The Economic Development Committee is supposed to be the oversight or the coordinator with the IDA, and that issue was never brought to the attention of the Economic Development Committee for discussion or guidance or anything else. And I think on that basis, this body, which is supposed to have the issues oversight of the IDA, and the legislature, which has the appointing authority for IDA members, was not included in this major policy change in terms of now in a position where the IDA can award pilots to projects regardless of how many jobs they create and regardless of the full economic stimulation that's provided to them. And there's no other category of economic development that is treated that way by the IDA, and it raises really significant questions concerning that. And I think for those reasons,
okay.
And the fact that also if by right gives 25 years is something that certainly this committee, belatedly at this point through this particular project, whatever I'd say, any community can have a project that's put before them in the future Dormitories, you know, may be extended in a lot of different meanings in the future. Elderly dormitories, other things, that's been done sort of with Golden Hill, and 25 years impacts for some of our communities. And when they come to your community, if your community specifically opposes the project and goes on record opposing, and that's what the residents want, for an independent body to be able to overrule them by people who are not elected officials and not directly accountable to any elected officials. You know, that kind of thing goes around. It's New Paltz today, it's someone else tomorrow. Home rule is something this legislature has always chosen to support. And regarding the message to industry elsewhere, if we choose not to support this legislator, Maloney, I respectfully suggest that a message does need to be sent to industry everywhere that in Ulster County you cannot get a frivolous pilot. You have to really create jobs and you have to really create economic development before you can turn to the taxpayers and ask them to subsidize your project.
If I may.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ken, when you sat on the committee over the past, I believe, two years, you were always asked and you were told every meeting, okay, you were informed of every meeting. You chose never to go. I can't help that, okay? But when you make statements that, you know, I'm trying to make sure, I mean, to me, the town of New Paltz, by the actions of that attorney has put them, all of the taxpayers down there in harm's way.
Well, I got interrupted with something. You told me about the fact that 30 days the
I'm
just responding to the legislative wishes.
It's not never. Good. Exactly minutes of February 12th. And it wasn't necessary for every member of the committee to be attending. We looked upon our leadership, especially when you get a notice and you consider it significant enough that you wanted to go and make some comments, that you would have shared that notice with the committee, just kind of sort of.
All right, you know what? We're off subject. So, we're not going to get. Go ahead. You're going to clear up something on subject.
Yeah. I called George Liskow. Unfortunately, I was able to get him. He's the attorney for the planning board. And in response to what Jim Maloney just stated, he said the 30 days is just a guideline. It's not a law. It's a guideline. He said that that the applicant has not objected to the fact that it's after 30 days, and it's not legal. You know, it's just a guideline. He said the Williams Lake.
Okay.
He said the Williams Lake finding statement. It took the DEC 6 months to get done with that from 30 days from when they have the finding. 6 months to complete their thing. So basically, there's no value that's been overstepped. There's not a problem. We expect to have the statement soon anyway, but there's three things within more, and the applicant has yet to, what?
Who is the lead agency
on the DEC and the
I believe your planning board is lead agency.
No, Williams Place is the
all right.
Yeah, I know, but who's the lead agency?
Okay.
Planning board.
Enough. Let's go back to the committee here. What do you want to do?
I would follow that it should be tabled until the town meets with the developer. The developer put in writing that was passed out last week that they are willing to sit down and make an additional payment to them. They've been scheduled to meet, I believe, at your town board meeting on the 27th.
So we can maybe put this thing to rest. We meet like the 2nd of March?
March
2nd?
5th.
5th?
So, but then the town hall has met, the IDA, and you're going to the IDA meeting, and you'll have a conversation with them, and
is everybody
I think we see where it comes out after that. I think that's reasonable.
Okay. All right. Do I do a motion on that?
Motion
in, Jim. Second?
Second.
Mary Beth? Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So, the IDA meeting is 8 o'clock Tuesday. What's today? Tuesday, right? Yes.
Did you communicate with the chair of the IDA about what we discussed from our last meeting? And I apologize for being late, so you may have already informed the committee that you spoke to the IDA.
I spoke to him last Tuesday night. And then I said I would attend the meeting on the 12th. And I did not attend him, but I did speak to him. And I said I'd be there, and he said they're trying to look at something with the town.
And he told them to hold off on their February 12th meeting.
No, they're still having the meeting on the 12th.
No, I know. They said to hold off on the project.
Well, yeah, we're going to chat. You know, it'll be my first meeting there, so we'll see what's going on there. Okay. Resolution, if we can.
You want to take the block?
Yeah.
55,
56, 57, 58, 59, 60.
Block.
59 and 60. What did I say? Was I like being ambidextrous, dyslexic or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Second. They were all passed unanimously by their individual town boards. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. That was the vote to block. I have to do a motion to block. Oh. Can you do that again?
I'm going to move it again.
Okay.
We'll debate the necessity of that later. But fine, I move. I then therefore move passage of all those blocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Other discussion. It's like deja vu, right? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Opposed? Aye. Resolution 64, authorizing the chairman of the Elk County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation to accept New York State's share for mass transportation projects for federal fiscal year 2013, Department of Public Transportation, Elk County Area of Transportation. This is probably a pass-through. There's no, I didn't go for it.
Need a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm on it.
Well, okay, Mayor Beth, second. Herb, discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Just I think just to be noted, I think we're getting two. I think we're getting two cuddly buses, I guess, out of it.
Love it when the feds give us stuff. Pay for
that's
one.
Actually, yeah, that's actually all state money. So.
Pay for it one way or the other. Okay, Resolution 65, authorizing the chairman of the Elk County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation to accept New York State funds for Ulster and Dutchess County Public Transportation Service Link, Department of Public Transportation, Ulster County Area Trust.
I move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion?
I think the link is probably our most successful service out of all of them. And it's really funny because it's only, you know, it's a pretty small run, but it's hugely successful.
I tell you, a lot of people ride the buses up in Elville, come down, and you know, you drive drive home at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and the buses come towards Kingston, so it's good. It's a good deal. Other discussion?
There's nobody here to talk about it, though.
All in favor?
Well, I did, so.
Okay.
It's all good. I wrote yes.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. New business? Any new?
I'd like to bring up something. Based on the conversation or the state of the county, Mike Hine brought up $12 million of capital funding for and a couple of things, but one of them was the trails. We talk about economic development. I look at trails and the whole trail system as infrastructure for driving tourism, and we have a lot of gaps. I know we have gaps in our town, and I know there's some through into Ellenville. I think we should be talking about, do we have a sense of where the gaps are, what we have, what policies do we need to be looking at for an integrated trail system? I think those are things that we would behoove us to have some conversation around, maybe get some, I'm sure that perhaps the planning folks have put together, I know, you know, so maybe we could get Chris to come here and talk about what the gaps are with it. I mean, as a way of starting a dialogue. So if the money's there, we've got 5 years over which he's talking about spending it, I think we should be looking at what policies we want to be putting in place to support this.
There's already traffic studies and trail studies that have been done, and being on the town of Lloyd, they were presented to us. I believe Barton with Judas is the consultant that did it.
Let's see if they can't do the next meeting.
And there's trail advisory too, right?
A lot of work done on that. Right. We should just probably piggyback and have them come and make us aware of it.
You want them to come in on March or April?
I think the sooner the better. I mean, as we said, I mean, let's sit down and get a sense of what they're looking at, what the plans are, and, you know, what the implications could be, and, you know, at least start thinking about it.
Okay. That sounds good. No problem. For March.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? New business? Old business? Monkey business? Old. Okay. All right. You entertain motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. Okay, Lee. All in favor? Everybody opposed? Okay.
I think I'll be opposed.
Yeah, why not? Okay, Glenn Newton. Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
Okay, you